653, 1320 WILS. My next guest, really considered one of the top guys to when it comes to job searching, interviewing. He knows more about this field than really anybody in the country. Martin Yate, the author of Knock 'Em Dead, the Ultimate Job Search Guide. It's to the 2015 edition. Hey, Martin, great to have you here.
Hey, good to be with you again, Michael. You'd think after 31 editions, I'd get it right, wouldn't you?
31. And you're what, from England originally then?
Oh, many years ago. I really sound like I'm from Brooklyn. 37 years I've been here. I'm an American. But, you know, if, on the air, it makes me sound different.
I see. And was it, was it a job that brought you to America?
Oh, no. I grew up with American rock and roll.
No, seriously, though. You clearly grew up in England, right?
I went to Hollywood to become a movie star. Couldn't get arrested. Went up to San Francisco because there's a guy called Lucas making movies up there.
Yeah.
Had to get a day job. Ended up being one of the first technology headhunters in Silicon Valley. And made in my first 10 days of work over $1,000 after taxes and said, who the hell wants to be an actor?
Wow, amazing. So so you were one of the first headhunters in Silicon Valley?
I was in 73, 74. It was just taking off then.
That's incredible. So, and how long did you stay in Silicon Valley then?
Well, I was there till 80 when I was head of human resources for Bell's Computer Memory Division, and then we moved to New York and another company.
So did you get a piece of that computer action? I mean, were you able to retire at that point?
You make me sick. You know, we used to, these companies would agree to pay fees, and then when it came to paying, they said, well, we don't have any money. So everyone used to take chunks of stock. You know, I did. None of mine turned into anything. One of my best friends is now head of the Orange County Film Commission, which is where all the movie stars live. He made a fortune and went down and produced movies.
And the company you worked for, what, the stocks didn't go anywhere? Or what happened there?
Oh, we worked for an outfit called Executech. And if there's any old executives around, they still shaking in their boots at the sign of that, and they were absolute madmen.
Well, in the book, by the way, the Knock 'Em Dead, the Ultimate Job Search Guide, the 2015 edition, Martin Yate, the author. So, I mean, when you're hiring people in Silicon Valley, I guess when it comes to that high-level hiring, is it all about qualifications?
It's about qualifications and it's about packaging. What I've been doing in this book, this particular book, for the last 30-odd years, is talk about the evolving world of life, of job search. We all work for 50 years. On average, we change jobs about once every 4 years. And no one has ever told any of us, your job's not secure. You've got no one to rely on but yourself. You're going to change jobs 15 or more times, careers 3 or more times. No one's ever told us how to put a resume together, how to get interviews, how to turn interviews into job offers. And there isn't a more important professional skill in the world than knowing how to turn a job interview into a job offer, because that's how you put food on the table and a roof over your head.
And it's knockemdead.com, right? That's your website?
Yeah.
And when you're dealing with people and you're involved in the hiring process, can you kind of tell almost right away if someone's going to be a winner or not?
Now, there are people who say, oh, I can tell in 30 seconds if I'm going to hire him or not. You can tell if you're not going to hire them. Right? Yeah. I wouldn't hire him on a bet. But you can't tell if it's the right hire on this thing called gut instinct. There's no gut instinct about it. If you're looking at it from the other side of the desk, and I have another book called Hiring the Best that's now in its sixth edition, has been in print for 28 years. There's a lot of considerations to making the right decision about who to hire. And increasingly, as the world of work has dumbed jobs down to paper hats and name tags or made them infinitely more complex, and a manager's job depends on getting work done through others, knowing how to hire is critical, because if you can't hire the right employee in the first place, you'll never manage him productively.
Wait, did you say that the gut feeling is not what to go with? Is that right?
No, it's part of the equation. You get feelings about people, and if you get a feeling, you know, you meet someone and you say, oh, well, I really liked him or her, she was great, or, you know, there's something about that guy I really didn't like, Mike. What do you think? And if we have that gut feeling that it's a negative, you should go with it.
But how key is that, just simply coming off as being likable beyond the qualification issue?
Oh, it's very important to be likable and, not to be overbearing.
And how do you do that? Is there kind of a way to present yourself where you're likely to be viewed that way?
I think there's a number of things we can do, and I know we're fairly constrained for time.
Yeah.
I think we make evaluations on people about, one, how they answer our questions,
mm-hmm.
and two, on the questions they ask. Now, you have two candidates in front of you, Michael,
yeah.
and during the interview, they ask, what's a vacation, do you have a dental plan, and what's your benefits package?
Very serious person who's thinking
through. Yeah, and the other guy is saying, now, with this accounts receivable, what kind of problems are you having with people going 30 days overpayable?
Hmm.
Right?
They're already thinking. They're thinking about the company, right? They're thinking about what they can do to help you out. Is it making jokes and trying to connect? Is that okay to do in the process?
No, no, absolutely not. Even if the interviewer is funny, you know, if the interviewer is funny, the last thing he or she wants is to be topped. They want a second banana.
Right. So you should be
very careful.
You
got to
be the straight man. Is that it?
Yeah, you really have it, and especially because, you know, you follow the cardinal rules that you don't talk about sex, religion, or politics. Well, there's most of humor out the window right there.
True. That's a good point.
And if you mention any one of the three, I guarantee you, you're going to tick off half the people you meet.
Yeah, the questioning is a great idea because, in a sense, right, you're already trying to fit yourself into the job by asking questions. I mean, at what point, because part of the process is having a good interview and then ending it properly. How do you kind of put a nice finale on an interview process?
Well, you really want everyone who's ever hired for any job, regardless of what the title is, they're being hired to be a problem solver.
Mm-hmm.
Right? To stop putting problems on your manager's desk. That means your job, whatever your title is, whatever rank you are, your job, when it's boiled down to its essence, is all about identifying, anticipating, preventing, and solving problems that get in the way of your job helping the company make money, keep money, or increase productivity.
I mean, you have to basically just get out of your own kind of self and really infuse yourself into the company that you're about to, you're being interviewed for, the job, right?
Well, you know, we're always told, follow your bliss and just be yourself, and it's rubbish. Yeah. We're all professional schizophrenics. You know, you remember the first day of work, and you did dine for a cup of coffee, and after 2 hours you went and found the coffee machine, and there on the wall behind it was a sign that said, your mother doesn't work here, pick up after yourself.
Right.
And that's when we said, oh my God, I got to learn a new way of behaving.
Uh-huh.
So we develop a professional persona. You're a different guy at home. I know you are. I am when I'm off the air.
Right.
You know, I sit online and write books for years at a time. But we have personalities and ways of behaving that, regardless of our profession, I know you have incredible time management skills because of your job.
Right. So wait, what are you saying? What do you mean by that? So we have a different kind of qualities at home or at work, and how does that relate to presenting yourself?
Well, we're different people.
Uh-huh.
You know, the guy I am at home is, we won't talk about that.
Right.
But it's not the professional me. But as a professional me, if you want to hire me, you want to know about my skills for the job, and you want to know if you can get on with me. But
right.
You want to know about things like my time management skills and my dress and my body language and my problem-solving skills and my ability to play well with others and to get a feeling of if I can take direction or I'm going to be a pain in the neck to manage.
Uh-huh. And you know, that's a lot to try to figure out about somebody.
Well, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's why the managers get the big money.
That's
and
true.
It's a set of skills that, you know, management really has to engage themselves with developing.
Well,
it's not something that comes with experience.
One last thing. Is there any kind of major red flag on the manager's end when any qualities, even when you were dealing with hiring in Silicon Valley, where something about them right away told you no way?
If something about tells you no way right off the bat, trust your gut.
Is it typically the way they look or what they how they talk? Or what
it can be any of those things.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I think is really key. You know, there's a guy who comes from the same town as me, Stratford-on-Avon in England. A guy by the name of Shakespeare. You may not have heard of him. But in one of his plays, he said, me thinketh he protesteth too much,
uh-huh.
which means I think the bug is lying. Right? So if someone's talking too much and waffling, that's a real bad signal.
Okay.
And if someone talks for more than 2 minutes without a pause and encouragement to continue, they're on their best behavior. You can't get a word in edgeways now. What are you going to do when you've hired them and they're not on their best behavior?
Like an out-of-control train at that point. Martin Yates, the book, Knock 'Em Dead, The Ultimate Job Search Guide, 2015 edition. Check out the website, knockemdead.com. He's the author of so many different books in this field and a real expert. Martin, thank you so much.
Hey, Michael, it's been a pleasure, man. Take care. Bye-bye.
Talk to you again. That's it for us. Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. Have a good night.